Hi, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnah Yashomi, Para, the 8th Perek, Mishnah 11, and the 9th Perek, Mishnah 1. Be'er Achav, Umaras Pamyas, Ksheira. The will of Achav and the cave of Pamyas are fit. Hamayim Shenishtanu V'Shinuyan Mechamas Atzman Ksherin. The water that has changed, but the change arose from itself, is fit. Amas Hamayim Haba Merechok Kshera. An aqueduct that comes from afar is fit. Ubilvad Sheyishmerena Shelo Yafsikena Adam. But we must be careful to watch that no one sever it, no one cut it off. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hari Hi Bechezkas Muteres. Yehuda says that it's presumed to be permitted. Be'er shenafel esocha charsis o adama, yamtin la ad shetitzel, divri avishmal. Rabbi Akiva omer einot tzarich lahamtin. A well into which potter's clay fell, or earth, he must wait until it clears up, according to Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Akiva says he does not have to wait. The cave of Pamyas is southwest of Mount Hermon, where the Banyas River is. The will of Achav, we don't know where that is. The water changed its appearance, but not by something mixing into it, so that's fit for Chatas water. So an aqueduct that comes from afar and is fed by a different spring is fit. As long as someone can watch the source from the spring to there, in case he would draw water whose source is cut off from the spring, which would be unfit water. So you have to know that it flows completely from the spring. And it's preserved to be permitted, according to Rav Yehuda. You don't have to actually watch it. Now, if potsherds fall into the well or earth, and it makes the water muddy by the rising dust and sand from the bottom of the well, you should wait until it clears up. Rav Akiva says, though, that you don't have to wait, and the halacha follows like Rav Akiva. Perek 9, Mishnah 1. Slochis shenafel esocha mayim kol... Kol Shehen, Rabbi Yezer Omer, Yazesh Shtei Hazayos. So a flask into which the smallest quantity of water fell, Rabbi Yezer says, let him make two sprinklings. Vachamim Poslin, but the Chachamim say it's unfit. Yar Lusocha Tal, Rabbi Yezer Omer, Yenichena Bachama Vahatal Ole. Vachamim Pasulin. So if dew dropped into it, Rabbi Yezer says, let him place it in the sun and the dew will rise from it, but the sages declare it unfit. Nafal asocha mashkin umei peros ye'era v'tzayich l'nagiv. If fruit juices fill into it, he must pour it out and must dry it. Dio komos v'kanktos v'kol davar shehu roshem ye'era ye'are v'eino tzayich l'nagiv. But if ink or gum or copperas or anything which leaves a trace falls into it, he must pour it out, but he doesn't have to dry it. So this Mishnah is dealing with sanctified water mixed with other liquids, and the vessel into which they would be poured, the sanctified water after its preparation in the trough in order to sprinkle it, is called called in the Mishnah tslohis, a flask. So this flask of sanctified water and something fill into it, Rav Wezer holds that there is no even distribution of a mixture, and so the water which fell into the flask is not integrated into the sanctified water, and so we don't have to worry about it not being able to be separated. It can be. However, in two sprinklings, it's impossible not to include at least some of the sanctified water, since only a minute amount of water fell into the flask, and there's no statutory minimum, according to Rav Elazar, for the sprinkling. But the sages disagree, and they say it is unfit, because they require a minimum for the sprinkling, and two sprinklings cannot combine. And since each sprinkling might contain some unsanctified water, so that the sanctified water would constitute less than the minimum necessary, then it's all unfit. And the halakha does follow the chachamim. So if dew dropped into it, we can just let it rise out. But the Chum says that's unfit, because in their opinion, dew mixed with water does not evaporate in this manner. And again, the halacha follows like the Chachamim. And if one of the following seven kinds of liquids fall into it, water, milk, oil, dew, wine, blood, and bee honey, Whereas fruit juices means those extracted from fruits, except for olives and grapes. He must pour it out, all of the water. It has been all rendered unfit. Dry the flask, because it's not fit to receive other water, sanctified water, until it's all dried out. However, if ink fell into the flask, or gum, or copperas, a dye that's made of elements of copper, or anything that leaves a visible trace, he must pour out all of the water, but he doesn't have to dry it, because if any of those materials had remained, then you would see it. Tomorrow we will do Mishnah 2 and Mishnah 3.